Mini Story 4.3 Lesson 4.3 Welcome to the third mini story lesson. As usual, in the mini story lesson, you should try to answer the questions as possible as you can. So, are you ready? In that case, let's start. Anne, who didn't want to have a brother. A 10-year-old girl named Anne was the only child in the family. Was there a widow? No, there was not a widow. Was she one of the twins? No, she wasn't one of the twins. Was there a woman named Margaret? No, there was not a woman named Margaret. Was there an old woman? No, there wasn't an old woman. Was there a girl named Anne? Yes, there was a girl named Anne. Was Anne a doll? No, she was not a doll. Was she 2 years old? No, she was not 2 years old. Was she 11 years old? No, she was not 11 years old. Was she a toddler? No, she was not a toddler. Was she middle-aged? No, she was not middle-aged. How old was she? She was 10 years old. Was there a 10-year-old girl named Isabella? No, there wasn't a 10-year-old girl named Isabella. Was she second child in the family? No, she was not the second child in the family. Was she the elder child in the family? No, she was not the elder child in the family. Was she the only child in the family? Yes, she was the only child in the family. Did she know that she was the only child in her family? Yes, she knew, and she was proud of that. Of course, she was spoiled a little, but it didn't disturb her. The attention was all her. Consequently, she was the apple of her parents' eyes. She was clever. Was she a pamperette? Yes, she was spoiled a little. Was she pretty? Yes, she was pretty, but pampered. Was she kind? No, she was not kind. Did it disturb her? No, it didn't disturb her. Was she diligent? No, she was not diligent. Was she a good girl? Yes, of course. She was a good girl. Was all attention given to Margaret? No, all attention wasn't given to the Margaret. Did she love her parents? She loved her parents very much. Was she a hare? Yes, she was a hare. Was all attention given to Anne? Yes, all the attention was given to Anne. Was she the adorable child in her parents? Yes, she was the apple of her parents' eyes. Was not she kind to her parents? No, she wasn't kind to her parents. Did her parents court her a little princess? Yes, her parents counted her as a little princess. Did her parents flatter her? Yes, her parents flattered her. Was she the third child in her family? No, she wasn't the third child in the family. Was she the last child in the family? No, she wasn't the last child in the family. Was she dull? No, she was not dull. Was she egoist? No, she was not egoist. Was she clever? Yes, she was clever. Was she secretive? No, she was not secretive. Was she a troublemaker? No, she was not a troublemaker. Was she a beautiful girl? Yes, she was a beautiful girl. Was she dumb? No, she was not dumb. Did she understand things fast? Yes, she understood things fast. Did she want to change her character? No, she didn't want to change her character. She felt luck, and she always got undivided attention from her parents. Being alone made her close to animals. She had a dog, and she always played with him. Was she adopted? No, she was not adopted. Was she a child of her parents' relatives? No, she wasn't their own child. Was she the king's daughter? No, she wasn't the king's girl. Did she always smile? Yes, she always smiled. Did she feel luck? Yes, she felt luck. Was she unclever? No, she wasn't unclever. Did she get more attention from her friends? No, she didn't get more attention from her friends. Did she get undivided attention from her parents? Yes, she got undivided attention from her parents. Was she alone? Yes, she was alone because she was the only child in the family. But she was so happy, wasn't she? Yes, she was happy. Was she close to animals? Yes, she was close to animals. Why? Because being alone made her close to animals. Did she hate animals? No, she didn't hate animals. Did she have a cat? No, she didn't have a cat. Did she have a monkey? No, she didn't have a monkey. Did she have a lot of animals? No, she didn't have a lot of animals. Did she have a dog? Yes, she had a puppy. Did she play with him? Yes, she always played with him. One day, accidentally, she heard parents' conversation. They were happy, and she heard how her mother said about baby. Did she hear terrible conversation? No, she didn't hear the terrible conversation. Did she hear her neighbors? No, she didn't hear neighbors' conversation. Did she hear news on the radio? No, she didn't listen to the radio. Did she hear news on TV? No, she didn't hear the news from TV. Whose conversation did she hear? She heard her parents' conversation. Were they sad? No, they were not sad. Were their parents on night clouds? Yes, their parents were on the night clouds. Did they say that they didn't need Anne any longer? No, they didn't say like that. Did her father told Anne to not to stay here no longer? No, her father didn't tell Anne to stay here no longer. Did she hear how her mother said about her dilemma? No, she didn't hear how her mother said about her dilemma. Did she hear about her teacher? No, she didn't hear about her teacher. Did she hear parents' argument? No, she didn't hear parents' argument. Did you want Anne to send to another country for studying? No, they didn't think about it. Did she hear her mother's crying? No, she didn't hear her mother's crying. So what did she hear? She heard how her mother said about baby. Were they happy? Yes, they were happy. Did her parents love Anne? Yes, her parents love Anne. Oh my God, baby, she said about baby. I would have a roommate. I must share with him all my toys and parents' attention. No, never. It's impossible. No, she thought. Did her mother tell about she was ill? No, her mother didn't tell about she was ill. Did she tell that she wanted her to move? No, she didn't tell that she wanted her to move. Did her mother say about baby? Yes, her mother said about baby. Was it good news? Yes, it was good news, but Anne wasn't happy. Did her mother tell that she wanted their neighbor's child to look after? No, her mother didn't tell that. Did her mother wanted her to cry? No, her mother didn't want her to cry. Did Anne pass out? No, she didn't pass out. Was she happy? No, she was not happy. Was Anne unhappy? Yes, Anne wasn't unhappy. Did she want to cry? Yes, she wanted to cry. Was she angry? Yes, she was angry. Did she flown at the time? Yes, because she didn't like that news. Was her father angry with news? No, her father wasn't angry with news. So, why was not she happy? Because she was worrying about sharing with him all she had. Did she feel strange feeling? Yes, she felt strange feeling. Did she think that she was the only child? Yes, she thought that she was only child.
Wasn't it true?
Yes, it wasn't true.
Did she think about him thief?
Yes, a little.
Was her mother tired of her character?
No, he wasn't tired of her character.
Did she want her to play her toys with him?
No, she didn't want to share with him her toys.
Did she want to share with him parents' attention?
No, she didn't want to share with him parents' attention.
Did she think about all money?
No, she didn't think about all money.
Did she say it to her parents?
No, she didn't tell that to her parents. She just thought it.
Did she start to hate this situation?
Yes, because she wanted to be the only child. The next day her mother informed that she was pregnant. Anne was scared. She couldn't agree with it and thought only about one thing. If they had a baby, they could forget about her. From that day she changed.
Did her mother say that she wanted to adopt the child?
No, she didn't tell that she wanted to adopt the child.
Did her parents feel their daughter's bad feeling?
No, they couldn't feel.
Did she tell that she wanted to adopt pets?
No, she didn't tell that she wanted to adopt pets.
What did she tell?
She informed about her pregnancy.
Was her mother happy?
Yes, her mother was happy.
Did her mother wait for twins?
No, her mother didn't wait for twins.
Was Anne's aunt pregnant?
No, Anne's aunt wasn't pregnant.
Was Anne happy?
No, she was scared.
Was this news bad as the bomb for her?
Yes, this news was bad as the bomb for her.
Did she begin to cry?
No, she kept it secret.
Could she agree with it?
No, she couldn't agree with it.
About what did she think?
She thought that if they had a baby, they could forget about her.
Did she think that the baby was a guest?
No, she didn't think that he was a guest.
Did she begin worrying hard?
Yes, she began worrying hard.
Did she worry about her puppy?
No, she didn't worry about her puppy.
Did she change?
Yes, from that day she changed.
Did she feel herself rejected?
Yes, she felt herself rejected.
She had been cheerful, but then frowned to people. She became reversed. She always worried about parents' attention.
Was she cheerful?
Yes, she had been cheerful, but then she frowned to people.
Was her little world full of happiness?
No, her little world wasn't full of happiness.
Did her little world injured?
Yes, her little world injured.
Did she laugh a lot?
Yes, she did, but then she stopped it.
Was she making mistakes at that time?
Yes, she was making mistakes at that time.
Did her mother try her to change?
No, her mother didn't try her to change.
Did she become talkative?
No, she didn't become talkative.
Did she become a liar?
No, she didn't become a liar.
Did she say this to her friends?
No,
because she had very few friends.
Did she become reversed?
Yes, she became reversed.
Did she lock her door?
No, she didn't lock her door.
Was she a bad girl?
No, she was not a bad girl.
Did she begin to hate her parents?
No, she didn't begin to hate her parents.
Did she worry about her pet?
No, she didn't worry about her pet.
Didn't she think about her cat?
She didn't think about her cat.
About what did she worry?
She worried about her parents' attention.
Did she become ill?
No, she didn't become ill.
Wasn't she happy?
Yes, she wasn't happy.
She thought that the baby would not be her friend, that would be her enemy.
Did she think that the baby would be her friend?
No, she didn't think that the baby would be her friend.
Did she gather her all toys in the box?
No, she thought but didn't do.
Did she think that the baby would be her enemy?
Yes, she thought that the baby would be her enemy.
Was her little world injured?
Yes, she worried hard about it. Who thought the baby would be enemy? Anne thought the baby would be her enemy. But the day came. Her father held her hands and said, "Okay, come with me, my sweetheart." She frightened. Did her mother hold her hands? No, her mother didn't hold her hands. Did she hold her father's hand? No, she didn't hold her father's hand. Who held her hand? Anne's father held her hands. Did Anne get her hands? No, she didn't get her hands. Did her father want her to see the baby? Yes, her father wanted her to see the baby. Did he say, "Okay, stop being fussy"? No, he didn't say, "Okay, stop being fussy." Did he take her to the ground floor? No, he loved her daughter. So, what did he say? He said, "Okay, come with me, sweetheart." Did she stop crying then? No, she didn't cry. So what did she do then? She was frightened. Did she start shouting? No, she didn't start shouting. Anne started begging. "Please, Dad, do not leave me in the forest. I will be a good girl and will help my mother. Don't leave me there." Did she start begging? Yes, she started begging. Did her mother come to help? No, her mother didn't come to help. Did she say, "Please leave me alone"? No, she didn't say that. Her dad didn't leave her hand. Did her father leave her hand then? No, he didn't. So what did she say? "Please, Dad, do not leave me in the forest. I will be a good girl and will help my mother. Don't leave me there," she begged. Did she hide under the bed? No, she didn't hide under the bed. Did she think that her father wanted her to live in the forest? Yes, she thought that her father wanted her to live in the forest. Did her father leave her at the neighbor's home? No, her father didn't leave her in the neighbor's home. Was her dad a bad man? No, her father wasn't a bad man. The father was astonished and took her to another room and said nothing. There was a beautiful cradle. And she heard a strange voice. She came closer and saw a little creature. Was she astonished? Yes, she was astonished. Had he ever seen his daughter like that? Yes, he had never seen his daughter like that. Was he surprised? Yes, he was surprised. Did he punish her? No, he didn't punish her. What did he do then? He took her to another room and said nothing. Did her father say anything? No, her father didn't say anything. Did she see a big gift for her? No, she didn't see a big gift for her. What did she see then? She saw a beautiful cradle. Was she scared? No, she was not scared. Did she hear a roar? No, she didn't hear a roar. Did she hear a voice of her enemy's gun? No, there wasn't an enemy. What did she hear? She heard a strange voice. Did she run away? No, she didn't run away. Did she come closer? Yes, she came closer. Did she want this herself? Yes, she came closer herself. Where did she come closer? She came closer to the cradle. What did she see in it? She saw a little creature. Did she see a toddler? No, she didn't see this toddler. Did she begin smiling? Yes, she began smiling. "Is this my enemy who wants to get my parents' love? I supposed to see an ugly and disgusting human being, but my enemy looks like a nice and she looks like me." She smiled happily. Did she see an ugly and disgusting baby? No, she didn't see an ugly and disgusting baby. Did she see such a sweet baby? Yes, she saw such a sweet baby. Did she dislike him? No, she liked him. Was the baby nice? Yes, the baby was nice. Did she suppose to see an ugly and disgusting human being? Yes, She's supposed to see an ugly and disgusting human being. Did the baby look like her?
Yes,
the baby looked like her. Did she like her enemy? Yes, she liked her little enemy. Now, wasn't he an enemy? Yes, now he wasn't an enemy. Did she forget that how she was 10 minutes ago?
Yes, she forgot,
because she met Neat Miracle. Did she feel hot feelings? Yes, she felt hot feelings. Did she frown to him? No, she smiled happily. Were they happy now? Yes, now they are happy. Hi, my dear. That is me again, your English teacher. How was the lesson? Are you tired? If you want to listen without tiredness, while hearing, you need to track the smile. Breathe deeply, be active and move your body. Not sit still, please. Okay? So, my dear, that's all for the mini story for today. Do your best. See you next lesson. POV 4.3. Hello, my dear learners. So, how are you ready to listen to our POV lesson? If yes, you should put a smile on your face and listen carefully. So, ready? Let's start. Anne, who didn't want to have a brother. A 10-year-old girl named Anne was the only child in the family. Of course, she was spoiled a little, but it didn't disturb her. All attention was her, consequently she was the apple of her parents' eyes. She was clever, she felt luck, and she always got undivided attention from her parents. Being alone made her close to animals. She had a dog. She always played with him, and one day accidentally she heard parents' conversation. They were happy, and she heard how her mother said about the baby. Oh my God, baby, she said about baby. I will have a roommate and must share with him all my toys and parents' attention. No, never, it's impossible, no, she thought. The next day, her mother informed that she was pregnant. Anne was scared, she couldn't agree with it, and thought only about one thing. If they had a baby, they could forget about me. From that day, she changed. She had been cheerful, but then she started to frown to people. She became reversed. She always worried about parents' attention. She thought that baby wouldn't be her friend, that would be her enemy. But the day came, her father held her hands and said, "Okay, come with me, my sweetheart." She frightened and started begging. "Please, Dad, don't leave me in the forest. I will be a good girl and I will help my mother. Please don't leave me there." Her father was astonished and took her to another room and said nothing. There was a beautiful cradle, and she heard a strange voice. She came closer and saw a little creature. "Is this my enemy, who wants to get my parents' love? I supposed to see an ugly and disgusting human being, but my enemy looks nice." She smiled happily. That's the end of our POV lesson. But my dear students, you should listen to these audios at least 4 times a day, and you can get the benefit and get your aim. So goodbye.